All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Back in time.
Where were you? February 1st, 1979. In the news, because her sentence was commuted by President Carter, convicted bank robber Patty Hearst has been released from prison. At the movies.
It's a monster. It's got hair all over it.
It's vague.
Nose, lips, ear,
hands, everything, but it's got no detail, no character. It's unformed.
A group of people in San Francisco discover the human race is being replaced, one by one, with clones devoid of emotion in Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
They could start getting into our systems and screwing up our genes like DNA, recombining us, changing us. Of course, this is just the same way those rocket ships landed thousands of years ago, so those spacemen could mate with monkeys and apes and create the human race.
Thursday Night TV on Barney Miller. Detective Dietrich books an Olympic hopeful who practices his javelin toss in Central Park. On the radio, Earth, Wind & Fire enters the top 10 with September. I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1979.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.